I'm thinking that summer is a great time to declutter our homes, and not only for us, but for our children as well. I mean, that is the time when we pull everything out of their closets. Is summer a great time to figure out how to make things a little less cluttered in our houses?
Well, you know, I always think of our lives in seasons, and I think of really summer as prepping for me, the start of the year. I mean, I haven't been in school in a really long time, but I still think of September as the beginning of the year. And so I think it's great to have summer to kind of clear things out. One, because you're changing seasons, you can get rid of stuff. And two, you know, there isn't as much going on. You know, sometimes when we're in the school year, we're just holding our breath until we can get to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And with summer, we have a little bit more space, a little bit more time. And, you know, if you can get some of your clutter under control during the summer, you're going to feel so much better when September comes around.
Well, and that's true. And it could also help avoid what happens every spring in my house where my children say, "Mom, it's the choir concert night next Tuesday. I need black pants and dress shoes." And of course, they haven't had black pants or dress shoes on since the previous spring. And so they don't fit.
Yes. It's so true. And so, you know, when you know what you have, you know, then you feel less guilty about buying things. You feel less guilty about all the things that come with that. But, you know, when you know for sure, okay, nothing fits, we need to go buy stuff, that feels better than we can't find it. I have no idea. I guess we have to go buy stuff. Yeah, it's a very different feeling in those two purchases.
That is true. So this book, Clutter Free, that you've written, it says quick and easy steps for simplifying your space. Besides your kids' areas in your house, what are some other areas in our houses that really need to be decluttered so we can enjoy our summer?
Can we say all? I mean, is that overwhelming? But here's what I would issue you to challenge is to just say, one of the things that we do in this book is we ask you, okay, hold on to your hats, to get rid of 2,000 things in your house, which sounds completely overwhelming until in the first week you can get rid of 500 things. And so it's so easy. It really is. For most of us, I would say 90% of us are clutterers. Now, some of us are closet clutterers, so you have to stand back if they try to open any kind of door in their house. But it's so between paper, between outgrown clothes, outgrown toys, little parts to things that you no longer know what they go to, you know, sippy cups when your kids are 13, those kind of things. It's easy to get rid of 500 things in the space of a week or two.